I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Stephen, I'm waiting for you to start it.
This is the bit, isn't it? Welcome to Let's Talk About the Husband with me, Stephen Bailey.
And me, Zoe Lyons. This is your favourite podcast about pop culture, where we make it a little bit more, cultured. I don't know. Should we say that?
I just think we're liars. I think we're using a little hook to get you in, and then we talk about whatever we want.
But isn't that just the way of the world? Isn't that just the way everything works?
That's what everyone else does. Honestly,
yeah, it's loosely connected, isn't it?
Honestly,
where are my guests, Stephen? You promised me guests this season. Where are they?
Right. Well, it's not my fault. Because
Hang on. Are you drinking wine?
No, it's Pepsi Max.
In a wine glass?
Yeah, I'm glamorous.
Oh, wow. There's your culture, listener. There's your culture right there.
Do you not do that?
Pepsi Max in a wine glass? Oh, look at you.
What do you drink out of?
Hollowed out horns, you know, like a normal lesbian Viking. Anyway, go on. Yeah. Where's my guests?
Let me tell you, I did promise in season one, but I did say my stipulations because I go out with a lawyer and I know how these things work. Now, the thing is, let me tell you something. Some guests are actually famous. They actually work every day, even though there is a crisis in the TV industry. And we offer no fee and contractual obligation. And therefore, they cancel on us. And they say, yeah, I'll do it. And then the day comes and you go, are you still all right for tomorrow? And they're like, oh, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're not very good
well,
as a
booker,
are you?
Well, you know what it's like, Zoe? The word friendship is a very loose term in show business.
It's friendship and fickle. They go hand in hand. You're lucky I'm here. You're lucky I'm here.
Yeah, that's how I feel. We're lucky any of us are here. Yeah. Also, I do think our humble listeners prefer just us two.
Do you reckon?
Well, tell us.
Well, they'll have to, won't they? I mean, that's the situation, isn't it?
They'll have to. Also, what do you want to hear? Do you know what I mean? What to do? Drag someone on from the Housewives of Cheshire that say the same old shit about crystals and how they all get along. They're not going to come on here and start slagging everyone off, are they?
Oh, no, that's what we want. We want dirt. We want absolute filthy dirt. Yeah. How are you, my friend? Are you busy?
No, are you?
No, really dead, really quiet. Like, I would say almost unemployed quiet, levels of quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a big loser, to be honest.
Oh!
There's a segue. A seg-oo, as it's spelled. A seg-oo.
I love your seg-oo. I love your seg-oo. It's delightful.
Nice when you reheat it.
Oh, it's just, yes, gorgeous.
I'm funny today, me. I'm fucking funny.
You are. You're not often funny, but you are today, so well done.
Half the time, I can't be asked. Someone said to me on Saturday night at a gig, they're like, you're really funny. And I was like, I think I just have disdain for the venue.
Oh. Is it anywhere I would know?
No.
Okay. Is it anywhere I would play?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
So today I want to talk about the biggest loser.
And that's us, apparently.
That is us. So it's not the show about who's the most useless at life. That's not how you win. It is one of those healthy weight loss shows.
Would you describe it as a healthy weight loss show?
No. I would describe it as health. I don't think it is. I think it's how can we get you thin? Mm. This is all my opinion and alleged. But I think it's how can we get you thin, sell a fitness DVD after you're back here, and then you'll just get fat again.
Well, now, I haven't watched the UK version of this, but I've seen bits of the American version of this, The Biggest Loser. And from what I can tell, the majority of them, well, my God, they lose a lot of weight. Like in, is it 3 months? Some of them halve themselves, which is incredible.
Now, the question is, and I don't know the answer to this, do they keep it off?
I had a little Google around of some of the previous winners, and a lot of them have kept it off. Some of them describe some of the weight creeping back in, like a naughty mouse along the skirting board creeps back in. but a lot of them have kept it off. And you're right, because they have then branched out into different motivational areas. Some of them are motivational speakers, some of them are trainers, some of them have gone on to do sort of, you know, like you say, DVDs, if they're still a thing, and have made semi-careers off the back of, losing a shit ton of weight.
Well, you'll know this because you're into fitness, but I think once you find something that you get into sports-wise, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that's why a lot of people hate sport or hate fitness, is because they were forced to do stuff at school that they absolutely did not connect with, and then just went, well, I hate all sport. And that's not true. It's just finding something that you gel with. And that can take ages, you know. You should try everything. I mean, I'm not going to do golf.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. Because I used to have double PE on Monday mornings, right? Oh, my God. Did I have double PE on Monday mornings? You don't want one PE. Never. Also, why are you doing double PE? Anyway, don't even start me. That's not the point. And I'm a boy, right?
Yeah.
I'm a boy. And also, it was the 90s, so they didn't give a shit either way. But they lobbed me double football or double rugby. I didn't like either of those, so I convinced myself I hated PE. I hated it. And I always ended up having a dodgy ankle then all of a sudden. Isn't that funny? Weak bones. Brittle bones.
Did you have to take a note from your mum?
Always took a note from my mum that wasn't really from my mum. And the issue I had as well was, like, all my friends were girls. So then all of a sudden I'm in with all these boys and you're pairing up to do shit. And no one wanted to pair up with me because all my friends were in the girls' class. So this is when I found Taekwondo.
Yes.
Because my dad said, because when they finally caught me, like, writing my own letters to say that I was not going to
do this anymore. Please excuse Stephen from rugby as he has a very heavy period.
Yeah. And I'd spell my own name wrong.
Yeah.
And, Dad was like, you have to do something, because my dad's got this irrational fear that everyone's going to die from a heart attack. I suppose it's not irrational because his dad died from a heart attack, but that's my dad's thing. He's like, everyone's going to go from a heart attack.
Okay.
And so then he made us have to do some sort of exercise. So I joined Taekwondo, and at first I thought, I'll do it for a few weeks and quit. It won't hold me to it. But then I really fancied the instructor.
This is a running thing with you, Stephen. This is the only thing that gets you going.
Do you know what it is? It's being around men or having men like on top of me that I would never get in real life. And you do this thing. Do you know, I can't remember what the uniform was called in Taekwondo. What are you laughing at now? Right, I can't remember what the thing was called in Taekwondo. Do you know, like, the outfit we have?
Little pyjamas. Your little belted pyjamas.
Yeah, pyjamas.
Yeah.
And so he'd have our, Richard have his, and his chest hair was just popping out the top. And it just captivated me. It captivated me all the way to black belt.
I mean, that is some commitment.
That is a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
That is years. One time, I'd learned how to do the splits. I did everything to impress him. It's the way
you learned how to do the splits.
Yep, I learned to do splits, can't do them now, I can barely open my legs. but... barely open my legs. Honest to God. But,
do you have any photographic evidence of you in your little taekwondo pyjamas?
Yeah, somewhere. I'll find it.
Please, find it for next time, because I want to see this. Yeah.
And I opened my legs, and I went down and did the splits, and I farted. I thought, oh, now me and Richard are never going to be together. And also, it was because they did that thing, do you know, to help you, where they're pushing you on your shoulders, So he actually pushed me into my own fart. It was mortifying. Right. It was mortifying. I mean, and it's because I'd had a Muller Rice as well, babe. I'd had a Muller Rice. That's where it had gone wrong.
Now, I do a movement class on a Friday, which is very much outside of my comfort zone. There's a lot of leotards involved and sometimes a ballet bar. And it's quite hard. I find it really hard work, you know. It's and some of the girls in the class are in their 60s, and
my God,
it's really we're like the Golden Girls. It's amazing. And my biggest fear in that class is breaking wind. Like, we do a lot of ab crunches, and I'm like, any day now, I'm going to shatter this mirror. I'm just going to shatter this mirror. Yeah. And we do things with those rings that you put into your thighs and you squeeze them. You know, those like. Resistant, like they're a circle.
You know what you mean. Yeah,
and then you squeeze them. They were very popular, I think, in the 90s. You could buy them on like QVC. And again, I'm just terrified that one day I'll miscue that and it'll fly out and break a window.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Did I tell you I really hurt myself at the gym this week?
You always really hurt yourself. I think it's insane that a lady, a mature lady, would do that.
I bashed myself in the face with a barbell. Oh,
Why can you not do anything?
I don't know. I'm really clumsy. And I think that's another reason why I didn't like sport when I was younger, because I'm really, really clumsy. I've got no hand-eye-body coordination. When I was made to do PE at school, we had to vault over a box. You know, like those horses with a leather thing on the top.
Yeah.
And it had like a little trampoline in front of it. And you had to run like a gymnast.
Yeah.
Hit the trampoline and then vault over the box. Well, I trundled up, hit the trampoline and smacked my head straight into the side of the box, like full force. And that, again, I just thought, it's not for me, sport. It's really not for me. I once managed to climb a rope in PE, and then because I'm really bad with heights, I couldn't get back down again. I just couldn't get down. They had to stop the whole PE class while I was in primary school, and a teacher had to talk me down the rope. Unfortunately, I didn't have the balls to sort of hand over fist get down. Eventually my strength gave out and I slid down the rope, taking all of the skin off my inner thighs and palms.
At least you got up.
I got up. Yeah.
Yeah. Philip Schofield.
Hello. Yeah. Anything you want to divulge?
It was not Philip Schofield. Don't know why I said that. But on that point, I probably shouldn't say the real Philip surname because he is a real person. But it was not Schofield. Oh, my God. I'll never work for ITV again. No. Right. So Philip was helping me get up, you know, like pushing me a bit because I had no upper body strength, still don't. Yeah. And then at one point, like, I was like, his face had my bum cheeks on it. And then all the bigger boys were like, oh, he likes that. Look at it. He likes that. He's bumming someone's face. So I know that, like, no wonder I hated bloody exercise. It was torture. Yeah. Until I found Richard at Taekwondo with his chest hair.
How old were you when you did Taekwondo?
Well, I started when I was, like, 14, did it all the way to my 20s.
Did you?
Yeah, I was convinced. I thought, in my head, I thought, when I turn 16, we're really going to go fall in love.
Oh, and it never happened.
And when I turn 18, he's going to take me for a meal. And it never happened.
That's a shame.
Because he married Sue. She knows Sue. Who she is. We're still friends.
And, now, explain to me, in Taekwondo, do you smash shit up with your fists and forehead?
It's actually more bottom heavy, which is very good for me. It writes itself after shit, doesn't it? Writes itself. But yeah, you do some things with your hands. Nothing with your head.
Nothing with your head?
No. Oh. And then, so I just hated exercise for ages. I really love Taekwondo. I love the social aspect. And I can understand, re the Biggest Loser, how you get to the point where you put weight on. Because if you're not exercising and you're like, don't do anything. This is the thing, right? So, as you know, I've got back into exercise recently. And when I say recently, anyone listening, I literally feel like about in the past 6 weeks. But by the time you're listening to this, I might have cum gutters. So...
Oh, Stephen, we're only 15 minutes in and you said cum gutters. I can't even say cum gutters.
With past the 10-minute mark, we're going for it like a 9 o'clock.
You mean those little V muscles down the side of your lower...
That's exactly that.
Okay.
Yeah, cum gutters. Yeah. Make sure you get them cleaned regularly.
Oh, no.
And... and so anyway, so I've started getting into exercise recently because I was just feeling like, I was just feeling angry at the world and like grey and like fat as well. And you know, before anyone tweets in, I can call myself fat. And so I started going boxing, and I think we're having a Taekwondo Richard situation in my 30s now because you have guessed it. There's a really hot instructor, and he keeps me coming back. And I actually, well, first of all, let's say the serious bit, and then I'll tell you the funny story.
Go on,
happened.
Hit me with the serious stuff.
The serious bit is, one, I've lost a bit of weight already. Two, I feel so much better mentally and physically. It's so annoying, because I want that to be wrong. I want it to be wrong that you feel, like I'll be hanging a dream catcher from my pubes soon. Like, that's how I feel. Like, exercise and eating well is so good for you. Like, live and let live and all that shit. I'm going to be a new person. However, now the funny story. So I had to spar with my instructor.
Right.
Oh, my God, he's good. And it was one of those, right? So everyone paired off and I was the only one left. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to have to go with him. In two ways. One, I fancy him. And two, like, he's going to beat the shit out of me. Like... And as you know, Zoe, our faces are fortunes.
Yes.
And so I'm having a little spar session with him. And he was like, so we're doing it. And I take it serious. Then he goes, now you need to tell us that you're doing it and you're taking it serious. You need to do a bit of an, you know, make some noise. Let us know. Get the aggression out. Like,
God.
Yeah. And I went, oh, God. I said, I'm too embarrassed. And he went, and I'm punching and punching about it. And he went, come on, give us a noise. And I went,
like a chihuahua that's been stood on.
Like a chihuahua that's been stood on. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so mortified. Oh. But then he was laughing, so I got some punches in. And technically, I won.
There you go. Do you actually make contact with each other?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this afternoon, so we're recording this now, I've joined boot camp.
Right. Go on.
So I can't tell you what's going to happen because I've not done it yet. But I went for my induction yesterday and they do your BMI, your body fat, you know, all that shit that I also think is a bit made up. Well, I'm fat as fuck. That is my diagnosis. Fat as fuck.
What did it come back as?
Well, I don't know. Everything was red. Nothing was even amber. Everything was red.
Okay.
The only thing that was green was my water levels.
Okay. How did they test your water levels?
I don't know, but it's on the game up. And it was like, my BMI, red, fat fuck. Me, body fat, red, fat fuck. Like, I was like, excuse me, I've been boxing for 6 weeks. I thought at least a few of these would be on amber. And then we were going through my nutrition plan.
Yeah. I was like, giving you a nutrition plan.
He was like, what do you eat? And I was telling him, he said, well, like, what do you eat on a normal day? I was telling him, he was like, are you... joking. And I was like, does everyone not eat like that? And he said, so you've been doing the couch to 5k, you run, and at the end of it you get a vanilla slice. And I said, yeah. And he was like, oh my God. And then he was like, and you have a full fat Coke. And I said, yeah, because my sugar levels have dropped because I've been running. So I have to have a... I'm that person, babe, where I'm like, what's wrong with you? It's my thyroid. I'm that person.
So are you going to... Are you going to address your nutrition issues?
Yes. I've only started today because I only did the induction yesterday.
Okay.
And he's told me what calories allowed, how much protein I'm supposed to be having, carbohydrate, fat, something like that. He's
okay.
He's given me some meal suggestions, which is the thing that I found or will find the most helpful because I was... It's like you just grab shit or if you're not inspired or whatever, but now he's told me what I could eat for the next week. And so I'm going to go and buy that after I've done the class.
Well, give me some examples of what you're allowed then.
It sounds really good. So it's like I can have fajitas, but like without all the sauces and shit.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's like
yes.
Chicken, peppers, mushrooms, get a bit of lettuce. He said a sprinkle of cheese. I said, so not half a...
What? Half a bag of grated, no.
Yeah, he said, no, a sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, none of the sauces, no guac, no salsa, no whatever. And he said, but if you cook the chicken in the right spices, and he suggests some spices, he said, you can have 2 fajita wraps. That is a good dinner.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, great. So and I said, well, what about the nacho dish on the side?
No,
he said,
that's
no nacho dish, Stephen. No nacho dish.
No, I can tell you that now. Yeah. I mean, I eat pretty healthily. I like food, but I do eat quite healthily. But I do every now and again. I go hell for leather. I mean, yeah. I can eat a lot, Stephen. I can eat.
But you're
a
at
lot.
Your optimum weight.
Yeah, because I guess it's because I move a lot. I do move all the time. Like I'm very rarely not moving.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I like to move.
So good.
It helps me mentally. If I don't move, I go insane. I really genuinely do. So, like yesterday, I did CrossFit in the morning, and that was brutal. At one point, I had, like, actual phlegm coming out of my face. I had to wipe the floor where I'd been training when I left because it was just... Well, it was a slipping hazard. It was terrible. It was terrible. I did 50 box jumps and 50 burpees in a row. That was,
Does it not do your knees in?
Didn't really feel my knees, to be honest. In fact, to be honest, I didn't really feel anything by the end of it. I was just struggling to breathe. I'm not very good. I mean, I'm one of the slowest. I'm one of the oldest and one of the slowest at CrossFit, but I just keep going. I just keep doing it. Because make me feel happier. And then after that, I cycled to the swimming pool and had a swim. And I was quite tired.
Oh, my God, that's loads, babe.
Yeah, yeah. And I walked 2 miles, 3 miles.
Oh, my God. They said to... I went boxing when I was in Brighton, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with my friend Shanna Banana. And she said, do you have everything with you? Like, or do you need me to bring something? Like, do you have your sweat towel? And I was like, no, I'm not going to need that. And she was like, well, what do you wipe your sweat with? And I said, I don't sweat. And she was like, well, you're not doing it right.
No, you're not doing it right.
And I was like, oh, I thought I just had really good glands. And then, yeah, I think it's the other thing that's always put me off. I'm sure someone at home's going to agree with me on this, right? Because everyone already looks fit when you go to the gym.
Yeah, some.
And I don't. Everyone's already got those nice pecs.
Mm-hmm. And so what, you find that off-putting?
Yeah, because everyone's like, well, what's that noise? What's that banging? It's like, it's my breasts.
It's my pendulous breasts slapping off each other. Yeah, but you've got to start somewhere. I remember when I started going to the gym and there was a woman who was lifting weights beside me and I was like, oh, my God, look at her arms. They're incredible. But you've got to start somewhere.
That's what motivates us all.
Yeah, I know.
When did you start getting exercise-y?
About...
like, seriously?
6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, about 6 years ago. Yes.
What made you do that?
I looked in the mirror one day and I cried. Because I'd just finished the tour and I'd found it quite depressing. And
is that the spatchcock chicken one?
That was the spatchcock chicken one, yeah. And I clearly had comfort-eated my way around the United Kingdom. And when I finished the tour, I genuinely, at the last, I think it was one of the last shows of the tour, I caught sight of myself in a green room mirror and I went, oh, my God, what the fuck is that? And then I remember I had a pair of trousers that I used to wear doing corporate events in, and I remember wearing them to an event and I thought, these are now so tight, I can't get up the stairs onto the stage. Like, the buttonhole was screaming around my waist. It looked like a fish that had been caught in a hook. It was just... and I thought, I'm going to explode on stage in my pants. My pants are going to explode. And that's when I went, I think I need to sort this out. And I started moving and I haven't really stopped since. I mean, I still eat a lot. I eat loads, but I move a lot. I do move
that
an awful lot.
That is what my concern is, actually, is because yeah. All I've done so far at point of recording is the boxing, but my hunger... Mm-hmm. Like, I was saying to Rich recently, I was like, I think sometimes my issue has been I'm a boredom eater, so if I'm just sat there, I'm working away and I need a chocolate bar in my hand, so I definitely think that's been part of my issue. And I said to him, I said, I don't remember the last time I felt genuinely hungry. Then I started boxing and I was like, I'm really ravenous all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But I think as long as you're eating healthily, like, you know, I have a chocolate bar maybe once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
You're going to get mad now. You're going to get...
Go on.
Sometimes I've been known to have two a day.
No, that's not good, Stephen. I mean, that's...
I've been known to have two a day.
Okay, that needs to stop. What are you going to be doing at boot camp? This is what I want to know. Have they told you what to expect?
So yesterday when I went for my induction, he showed me an example where it's kind of like... So there's like A, B, C, D, E rounds, and whichever one you're at, whichever station you're at,
yeah,
you do that for like 3 minutes or something. So it's like you do 30 burpees followed by like 20 kettlebell swings or something.
Okay, yeah.
You do that for like 3 minutes, then you move on to the next one. The issue I have is that until I feel confident, I hate when you have to do group work. Do you know what it's like? Pair up.
Yes.
I don't really want to.
No, I know. There's always the embarrassment of feeling like, you know, like you can't do... I mean, I get that, because we've talked about this before. My hand-to-eye coordination is appalling. So it's... I have embarrassed myself many, many times. I nearly lost an eye in CrossFit about 3 months ago. I was doing assisted dips. You know, when you do a dip on a bar with your... It's good for your triceps.
Yeah.
And I had a band around my knees, and it popped off, and it swacked me in the face, which, I mean... You've never heard anything like it. It was like a cartoon. Thwack! In the eye. Straight in the eye. I went flying off the bars and landed on the floor, like, holding my face. And, everybody around me just went, ooh.
Oh, no.
partially because of the pain they knew that I had inflicted on myself and partially because of how embarrassing it looked. It was just, oh, glad that wasn't me. What a twat. Oh, God.
Do you, yeah. Do you go for the socials?
Do you know what? I mean, yeah, I enjoy it. What? Well, do you mean, like, the social aspect of it?
Oh, no. Like, when... Well, I don't know about yours, but say at my boxing club, on a Saturday after the class, they always meet and have a coffee.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, do they take their gloves off before they go?
They take the gloves off.
I'd love to just see eight people sat in the coffee shop trying to drink coffee with their gloves on.
Do you know, what I find... I will say this, though, because we're all laughing about me earlier with Richard and his airy chest, and that's what made me keep going to Taekwondo. But I'm convinced a lot of these people at my boxing go because they fancy the instructor. Because, well, do you know, when you're leaving, like, they always overrun at boxing. I don't know why they enjoy it so much, but I'm always there 15 minutes later than I'm meant to be. Other people see that as a freebie. I feel like, no, I was done 15 minutes ago. Come on. And and I'm like out the door. As soon as he's like done, I'm like, see ya, gone, right? They're all around him like pigeons and he's the piece of bread. Like, they're all around him. Do you know,
Is it a mixed class? Mixed gender class?
Yeah, it's mixed. And I'll tell you what, I'm shocked. There's about 15, maybe 20 of us on a good day. Mm. And three of them are straight men.
And the rest are?
Gays and women.
Okay, there you go.
And I was shocked because clearly I'm a sexist, homophobic pig. But also, on the first day, I was a bit nervous about going in because women and gays are my people. I don't really know how to talk to straight men. They're so annoying. Especially sporty straight men. They're so annoying. And I was nervous, being like, oh, God, what am I going to... I need to find something to talk about, blah, blah, blah. And first of all, everyone's really nice. But second of all, like, I couldn't believe how many women and gays were there.
Yeah. Yeah. You've obviously found your niche.
I finally found my people.
So, do you have... Let's get back to the Biggest Loser.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a target in your head of how much you want to lose?
Yes and no.
Okay, explain.
Because I don't really understand weight. However, no, I don't really understand it.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, you're going to laugh at me like...
Go on, no, I'm not. Go on, tell me. You can tell me. It's only you and I.
Know, because, like, water retention or you've not had a poo or something. I don't think it's always very accurate. And don't forget, I'm going to go from having no muscle... To having some muscle.
Which does
so where
weigh
I lose
more.
Some fat and gain some muscle. Technically, I'm no scientist, but I'm assuming I would stay a
the same weight. Yeah, so you do understand weight. Yeah, you do understand,
so I understand it.
Yeah.
To an extent. Mm-hmm. So I'm going off, you're going to laugh. Me Primark jeans.
Right.
Because I've always fluctuated. And I've been between, in recent years, let's say I'm 37 now, between 32 and now, I've been a 30-inch waist, a 32-inch waist, and a 34-inch waist.
Okay.
The reason I knew I needed to sort myself out was because my 34s were getting tight, and I thought, she's not going to a 36. Come hell or no eye water, she ain't getting in a 36.
Right, okay.
I'm not doing it.
Well, the goal then would be to get back down into 32s.
Well, babes. She's already there.
Okay.
I want to go back to my 30s.
Oh, right. Well, that's a good goal. That's a good goal.
Because my 32s, they're on, but they're still a bit snug. You know, still a bit snug. Bit of room in the thighs, which is good, because I don't like a thick thigh.
No, but, tight thigh.
Bit tight around the button and the belly. Bit tight around the button and belly.
Yeah, okay,
so I'd like
my
32s to become comfortably a 32. And then it'll be, by Christmas, moving back into the 30.
That's a good goal. That's a really good goal. Do you have in your abode scales? Do you use scales?
No, do you?
No, I don't either, no.
I think they're bad for you.
Yeah.
I do think they're bad for you, because my friend she did Slimming World, and they weigh you when you go there every week.
Right.
But she'd do like she'd secretly do it on a Saturday when she'd only been on a Thursday, and then if she hadn't lost anything in the 2 days, she'd start it'd drive her to eat something. So I think it's bad for that.
I do use them when I see them, though. Like, if I stay in a hotel and they've got scales, I'll always jump on them, really? Naked. Like, I will try and get...
I'll be asked for that.
Yeah. I had to go to the hospital recently for, plumbing was involved. And they had to... you have to stand on the scales before... I was having a sedative. And... I was 3 kilos heavier than I thought I was, and that was a bit distressing.
What did that do to you?
Well, it sort of upset me a little bit, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Because then my wife insisted on stepping on the scales, which she wasn't there for anything, she was just being competitive, and she was 3 kilos lighter than I was, and I thought we were the same weight. But then, I think mine might be muscle. I think it's muscle.
That's true. Yours is muscle. Yeah. Because you did all your burpees, didn't you?
I did all my burpees and my box jumps, yeah. So it could be that.
It is one of them when they got me on the scales yesterday at the induction.
Yeah.
And I was like, I took my cap off, I took my things off, took my shoes. I was like, took as much off where it was like legally allowed, you know, before I started the problem.
Yeah. Because I always think, because it's a big deal. So on The Biggest Loser, they get weighed in front of each other on television. And I would think that would be absolutely terrifying.
Oh,
absolutely terrifying. No.
I wouldn't do it.
They do it in pounds in the States as well, and I never quite fully understand.
Do you know when me and Rich did Unbreakable on BBC One, clang, they put me in one of those wetsuits.
Oh,
and
yes.
I looked like a fucking Teletubby. And that should have been when I started. But I was like, oh, no, this is perfectly fine. How amusing.
I think it's great, though. I'm proud of you, Stephen. I am.
Thanks
as your friend,
so
I am very proud of you. And I think, are you going to go to boot camp every day? What's the schedule?
Well, so it's a bit hard because obviously I'm between Manchester and London, depending on work. So I booked it for now because I'm predominantly in Manchester. At the minute, it's 30 days where you do an intense course. And then afterwards, you kind of get credits and you go maybe 3 times a week if you can. So my aim now is to cane this 30 days while I'm in Manchester.
Yeah.
Then once that's up and I'm back to kind of a normal routine, is to do me boxing, which I can do up to 3 times a week in London.
Yeah.
And me boot camp 3 times a week in Manchester. And my aim is to go, right, at least do something 3 times a week.
That's a good aim. That's a very good aim. Yeah. And that's doable. That's achievable.
Yeah. But it's like for this week at the minute, for example, I'm going to go today after this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to go Saturday.
Wow.
I'm going to have Sunday off and go Monday morning.
Brilliant. And that's great. And you need a rest day in between. And, you know, eat what you want on one day. Just eat what you want on one day of the week. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it.
So
that is it. Well done. I'm excited to learn how you'll feel after 30 days.
I'm scared. I'm looking forward to it because of how good... But I'll tell you, like, there's been things where if we'd spoken months ago, like, even just a little thing, be like, oh, my God, someone's not responded to my email in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I push people over the edge. Whereas now I'm like, my agent, who I normally like bug every 5 minutes, she texted me yesterday. I was like, are you all right? And I said, yeah. She went, I've literally not heard of you in a week. And I was like, I'm just living my life.
Oh,
like,
brilliant.
Just relax.
Yeah. That's great. And I think that's why you do it. I love it. I love it. And I will carry on doing it until I can't. But, you know, I think I've got a while, yeah. I was watching something on YouTube the other day and it was CrossFitters who were 64 and above in age and they were still bashing out pull-ups and stuff. And I thought, if you carry on and you just, you know, do what you can, just do what you can and enjoy yourself. And then every now and again have a pizza and a gallon of beer. It's absolutely fine.
I think that
it's
is
absolutely
good
fine.
Advice.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
So, should we talk about our husband of the week?
Let's do it.
Husband of the week.
Right, well, I'm going to go
first. It's
also
11-11, make a wish, make a wish. Size 30 waist, size 30 waist.
Oh, 11-11. Oh, the time.
Size 30 waist.
Oh, okay, hang on. Oh, done it. Right.
My bin men are here, they're being noisy bastards. Who's your husband of the week?
My husband of the week is my friend Owen from CrossFit, who I saw out and about on Saturday at Gay Pride in Brighton. And we have signed up, my CrossFit group has signed up to do a Spartan 10K 25 obstacle course in October. And my lovely friend Owen saw me and he went, oh my God, we're going to fucking die doing this thing. And I went, yeah, we are. And he went, I'll help you up the walls. I was like, thank you. And at some point I will have my hand on your backside going, lift yourself up, lions. And it really made me laugh. I thought, you can be my husband of the week. Because I know that in 2 months' time when we do this, that will happen.
Oh my God. That's
yeah,
a good one.
That will happen.
Mine Yours? Is Niall, my boxing instructor.
You see, we've got a theme this week, haven't we? We've gone all sporty
That's
and sweaty.
It. We're all on brand. We're all on brand.
Yeah.
And just because he like makes it so welcoming, obviously he's gorgeous, lovely eyes, but he's like, you know, he just like looks after you a little bit, and that's what a husband should do, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet. And then you get to punch him in the face.
Yeah, well, more like he punches me.
Okay. Have you got your own boxing gloves, by the way?
No, I'm going to invest in them now, though.
Oh!
They let Jeff fucking smell like someone's twisted themselves.
It is like sticking your hand inside, anally inside a skunk, isn't it? It is. It's just like anally shoving your hand up a skunk's ass. It's just not good. Yeah, get yourself
not
some
for
nice
us.
Little ones.
Not for us, babe.
Yeah. Nice, squeaky clean.
Right, so I best
Well,
go
off you pop
camp.
Then. I can't wait to hear. Yeah.
Oh my God, my headphones fell off. Everyone, thank you for listening, as always. Do give us a like, a comment, 5 stars, a follow at Stephen Comedy on Instagram, at Zoe Lyons Comedy on Instagram. We don't go anywhere else because it's a cesspit of hate.
Yeah.
And until next time, merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, and may your boot camp be with you.
That's a wrap on Lyons.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.